This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. The Islamic State group said Tuesday, without providing evidence, that it was responsible for a series of blasts in Sri Lanka that killed more than 300 people and injured hundreds of others on Easter Sunday. Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe.
There has also been a communique issued, a news story coming in from Cairo, that the ISIS has claimed responsibility. All that we knew earlier was that there were foreign links and that this could not have been done just locally.
Also Tuesday, Sri Lanka's Minister of Defense told Parliament that those who carried out the attacks were in retaliation for attacks at two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand last month. A police spokesman said Tuesday 40 people have been taken into custody in connection with the massacre. A national day of mourning has been declared a day after officials disclosed that warnings had been received weeks ago of the possibility of an attack by the radical Muslim group, blamed for the bloodshed. One of the survivors of the violence, Sudesh Kalon, described what it was like to discover the bodies of his wife and daughter on a church floor.
Just saw my daughter on the floor, and I tried to lift her up. She's already exactly the same. Next, my wife is there.
The death toll from Sunday's bombings is at least 310. Myanmar's Supreme Court on Tuesday rejected the final appeal of two Reuters journalists and upheld a 7-year prison sentence for each because of their reporting on the military's brutal crackdown on Rohingya Muslims. Wallone and Kyaw Soe-Oo earlier this month shared with their colleagues the Pulitzer Prize for International Reporting, one of journalism's highest honors. Myanmar's military launched a brutal counterinsurgency campaign in the western state of Rakhine in 2017. This is VOA News. Nearly 3 weeks since fighting began near the Libyan capital of Tripoli, the UN Health Agency warned on Tuesday that large numbers of people are sheltering in clinics while civilians continue to be killed or injured and refugees and migrants remain exposed to clashes. Tariq Yarasevich is a World Health Organization spokesperson.
WHO staff have been visiting health clinics in areas where large numbers of displaced people are sheltering to ensure that those health facilities have what they need to treat the displaced.
The UN Health Agency said Tuesday that 264 people have died so far in fighting for control of Libya's capital over the past 3 days, including civilians. The World Health Organization also said Tuesday that 1,266 have been wounded since the self-styled Libyan National Army launched an offensive earlier this month to take Tripoli. Bebar Balak is a spokesman for the UNHCR.
WHO staff have been visiting health clinics in areas where large numbers of displaced people are sheltering to ensure that those health facilities have what they need to treat the displaced.
The fighting pits the force led by Khalifa Haftar against rival militias affiliated with a weak UN-supported government in the capital. Beijing has lashed out at a U.S. decision to impose sanctions on countries that buy Iranian oil, warning that it will intensify turmoil in the Middle East and in the international energy market. The White House announced on April 22nd that the U.S. will not renew exemptions granted in 2018 to 5 buyers of Iranian oil, top customer China, as well as India, Turkey, South Korea, and Japan, pressuring importers to stop buying from Tehran. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi joined millions of his citizens Tuesday in casting a ballot in the third phase of the world's biggest general election. As many as 188 million Indians across 13 states and 2 federally controlled territories are eligible to vote for candidates in 117 parliamentary districts. Prime Minister Modi accompanied his elderly mother to his voting place in his home state to cast his ballot. And President Trump is making a state visit in June to Britain, where he once again will be meeting with Queen Elizabeth II, as well as Prime Minister Theresa May. A White House statement said the President and First Lady Melania Trump accepted the invitation of Her Royal Majesty Queen Elizabeth II to visit the United Kingdom from June 3rd to the 5th. It said the visit will reaffirm the steadfast and special relationship between the U.S. and Britain. While in Britain, the Trumps will attend a ceremony in Portsmouth to commemorate the 75th anniversary of D-Day, the invasion by Allied forces that helped defeat the Nazis in World War II. For more on all these stories, VOAnews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.